big news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Beyond mathematics and computing, Alan Turing made significant benefactions of biology, particularly through his work on morphogenesis, the process by which living organisms develop their shape and patterns. In 1952, Turing published a groundbreaking paper named The Chemical Base of Morphogenesis, in which he proposed a fine model explaining how patterns similar as stripes, spots, and gyrations crop naturally during the development of shapes and creatures. Turing's model involved response, prolixity systems, where chemicals called morphogens interact and spread through apkins, driving cells to develop into specific patterns. His equations demonstrated that simple chemical relations could spontaneously produce complex, systematized structures from originally invariant conditions. This was revolutionary because it offered a quantitative, scientific explanation for natural pattern conformation, which had preliminarily been a riddle. Although his work was originally overlooked, it latterly gained recognition as a foundational proposition in experimental biology. Moment. Turing's ideas impact exploration in fields similar as genetics, embryology, and synthetic biology, helping scientists understand marvels from beast fleece patterns to the arrangement of cells in apkins. Turing's interdisciplinary approach, applying mathematics to break natural problems, exemplifies his unique genius. His morphogenesis proposition also hints at deeper questions about how order and complexity arise in nature, connecting to broader themes in drugs and chemistry. This natural work shows that Turing's creativity and intellect extended far beyond computing, demonstrating a profound curiosity about life itself. By bridging abstract mathematics with living systems, Turing opened new pathways of inquiry that continue to inspire scientists moment. After World War II, Alan Turing's influence on cryptography continued. However, much of his work remained classified for numerous times. His wartime achievements at Bletchley Park had decisively changed the nature of intelligence and warfare, but the onset of the Cold War introduced new challenges and secretiveness. Post-war, Turing worked with the government dispatches headquarters, GCHQ, the UK's Signals Intelligence Agency, contributing his moxie to advancing cryptographic styles and secure dispatches. He was involved in developing algorithms and security protocols to cover sensitive government and military information, although specific details remain obscure due to ongoing bracket. Turing also advised on the implicit vulnerabilities of arising digital communication systems, foreknowing the critical part of cryptography in the information age. His understanding of both the fine underpinnings of canons and the practical aspects of code-breaking made him a unique asset in the evolving geography of security. Beyond practical cryptography, Turing's theoretical perceptivity told the development of computational complexity proposition, which has counter-accusations for encryption strength and law security. Still, his post-war career was elided by his conviction in 1952, which led to the loss of his security concurrence and effectively ended his government work. Despite this, Turing's cryptographic heritage endured, laying route for ultra-modern secure dispatches, including public key cryptography and digital encryption protocols that cover moment's internet and fiscal systems. The secretiveness girding his benefactions meant that his part was intimately conceded until decades latterly, yet specialists honored him as a colonist. In sum, Turing's impact on cryptography transcended the war times, helping to shape a foundation for security technologies essential to ultra-modern digital life. The Turing Award is one of the loftiest honors in computer wisdom, frequently described as the Nobel Prize of Computing. Established in 1966 by the Association for Computing Machinery, ACM, it was named in honor of Alan Turing to fate individualities who have made continuing and major benefactions to computing field. The award celebrates invention and improvements across all areas of computer wisdom, whether in proposition, tackle, software, or operations. It reflects Turing's broad heritage as a colonist who laid the foundations of ultra-modern computing. Donors of the Turing Award include some of the most influential numbers in computer wisdom, similar as Donald Knuth, John McCarthy, Edgar Dijkstra, and Tim Berners-Lee, who developed the World Wide Web. The award carries a cash prize, which has grown over the times thanks to auspices, including from companies like Google. The Turing Award serves not only as recognition for exceptional achievement, but also as alleviation for new generations of computer scientists, masterminds, and experimenters. It highlights the significance of invention, intellectual rigor, and a drive to push technological boundaries. Rates instance by Turing himself. By naming the award after Alan Turing, the ACM honors both his specialized benefactions and his enduring impact on the identity and elaboration of computer wisdom as a discipline. The award form and lectures associated with the Turing Award also promote public mindfulness of computing's part in shaping the ultra-modern world. Eventually, the Turing Award stands as a symbol of excellence, celebrating those who carry forward Alan Turing's visionary spirit. Alan Turing's extraordinary life has inspired multitudinous books, flicks, and plays, bringing his story from the murk of history into the public eye. One of the most well-known descriptions is the 2014 film The Reproduction Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch as Turing. The movie dramatizes his pivotal part in breaking the Nazi Enigma law during World War II, while also pressing particular struggles he faced due to fornication and posterior persecution. The film won several awards and helped introduce Turing's heritage to a global followership, sparking wide recognition and renewed interest in his life and work. In literature, numerous lives and novels explore Turing's genius and woeful story. Workshops like Alan Turing the Enigma by Andrew Hodges give detailed accounts of his scientific achievements and particular rigors. Theatrical products similar as Breaking the Law by Hugh Whitemore have also explored Turing's complex character and the social environment of his time. These descriptions frequently emphasize themes of brilliance, secretiveness, demarcation, and adaptability, reflecting broader exchanges about LGBTQ rights and the recognition of marginalized individualities. Turing's story has also been featured in pictures, television series, and educational accoutrements, solidifying his place in history and culture. Through these different media, Turing's heritage reaches beyond academia, inspiring conversations about ethics in technology, mortal rights, and the impact of scientific invention. The continued seductiveness with his life shows the power of Liar to recognize those who change the world and to learn from one's shafts. Alan Turing's foundational work in cryptography during World War II not only helped end the conflict sooner, but also shaped the line of ultra-modern encryption ways, including generalities underpinning public key cryptography. While Turing himself didn't directly construct public key cryptography, that advance came decades laterally, his pioneering sweats in code-breaking and computational proposition laid the root for understanding the mathematics behind secure communication. Turing's wartime success in decoding the Enigma machine demonstrated the power of algorithms and machines to break complex cryptographic problems. His work showed that breaking ciphers needed methodical, logical styles and the use of computational bias, ideas that inspired latterly experimenters. In the 1970s, cryptographers similar as Whitfield Diffie, Martin Hellman, and Ronald Rivers developed public key cryptography, a revolutionary system that allows secure communication over open channels without participating secret keys beforehand. The theoretical foundations for similar developments rest on principles of computability and algorithmic complexity, areas where Turing's exploration was pivotal. His conception of computational limits and algorithmic processes helped define which cryptographic problems are soluble and which remain secure because they're too delicate to cipher efficiently. Moment: public key cryptography protects everything from online banking to private messaging, securing global digital communication. Turing's heritage is bedded in this ongoing elaboration, linking the early days of homemade code breaking with Moment's sophisticated encryption systems. His vision of machines able to recycling information logically continues to inspire inventions that guard sequestration and trust in the digital age. Alan Turing was born on June 23, 1912, in Maida Vale, London, to a British middle-class family. From a youthful age, his extraordinary intellect and curiosity were apparent. Turing attended St. Michael's Church of England Primary School in Hastings, where he was introduced to a broad class, but showed particular interest in wisdom and mathematics. Latterly, he attended Sherborne School, a prestigious boarding academy in Dorset. Though the academy concentrated on classical education, Turing's passion lay in mathematics and wisdom, which he pursued singly with great enthusiasm. At Sherborne, Turing was known as a shy, solitary pupil, but his preceptors honored his exceptional capacities. His logical mind and love of mystifications set him piecemeal from his peers. Turing was told by early fine textbooks and by his interest in mechanical bias, similar as timepieces and calculators, which strengthened his understanding of methodical processes. His family supported his intellectual growth, encouraging him to suppose critically and explore his interests. In 1931, Turing went on to study mathematics at King's College, University of Cambridge, where he bettered and graduated with distinction. During his time at Cambridge, he was deeply told by the work of ratiocination like Kurt Gödel and Alonzo Church, whose ideas on sense and calculation shaped his thinking. In 1936, while still a youthful scholar, Turing published his seminal paper introducing the Turing machine conception, marking the launch of his profound impact on calculation and mathematics. These early educational gestures and intellectual influences laid the foundation for Turing's latterly groundbreaking work in computer wisdom and cryptography. Alan Turing began his studies at King's College, University of Cambridge, in 1931. He snappily distinguished himself as a brilliant mathematician, earning a first-class degree in mathematics by 1934. During his undergraduate times, Turing developed a deep interest in the foundations of mathematics and sense, especially inspired by the work of Kurt Gödel, whose space theorems revealed abecedarian limits of fine systems. In 1935, Turing was tagged a Fellow of King's College for his exploration work, a prestigious honor fading his early pledge. Turing's most significant academic donation during this period was his 1936 paper, On Computable Figures, When Operation to the Entschädigungsproblem, Decision Problem, in which he introduced conception of a Turing machine. This theoretical device helped define what it means for a function or problem to be computable. After Cambridge, Turing pursued his doctoral studies at Princeton University in the United States, starting in 1936. At Princeton, he worked under the supervision of Alonzo Church, a leading reason whose lambda math work matched Turing's own exploration, i.e. 1938. Turing completed his Ph.D. discussion named Systems of Logic Grounded on Ordinals, which explored advanced motifs in fine sense and the limits of formal systems. His doctoral exploration pushed forward the boundaries of computability proposition and the gospel of mathematics. Turing's time at Cambridge and Princeton handed both the intellectual terrain and mentorship that shaped his revolutionary ideas. This period set the stage for his after-wartime work and his foundational part in computer wisdom. After completing his Ph.D. at Princeton in 1938, Alan Turing returned to Britain, ready to apply his groundbreaking theoretical knowledge to practical problems. His early career involved both academic exploration and consulting on arising technologies. In 1938 and 1939, Turing worked at the University of Cambridge as a Fellow of King's College, where he continued his exploration on calculation, fine sense, and number proposition. His intellectual curiosity led him to explore how machines could perform logical operations, ideas that would latterly bolster computer design. During this period, Turing came decreasingly apprehensive of the growing geopolitical pressures in Europe. With the outbreak of World War II imminent, he was signed to join the British Government Code and Cipher School, GCNCS, at Bletchley Park, the secret center for code-breaking. Though important about his transition into wartime work remains classified, it's clear that his moxie in calculation and algorithms made him an inestimable asset. Before the war, Turing also showed interest in early electronic computing bias. In 1939, he published a paper on the automatic computing machine SE, proposing the armature for a stored program computer, an idea revolutionary for its time. This work anticipated latterly computer designs and cemented Turing's character as a visionary thinker. Though the full impact of his early career was not yet realized, these times were critical in situating him at the crossroad of mathematics, sense, and a rising technology. They set the stage for his vital part in wartime code-breaking and the development of ultra-modern computing. With the outbreak of World War II in 1939, Alan Turing was signed to Bletchley Park, Britain's top secret code-breaking center. This marked a turning point in both his career and the course of the war. At Bletchley Park, Turing was assigned to Hut 8, where the platoon concentrated on breaking the German naval Enigma cipher. The Enigma machine was a sophisticated encryption device used by Nazi forces to communicate securely. Turing's moxie in mathematics and sense helped him develop new styles to attack the Enigma law. One of his most significant benefactions was the design and construction of the bomb, an electromechanical machine that automated the process of chancing Enigma settings. The bomb greatly accelerated code-breaking sweats, allowing cryptanalysts to decrypt vast figures of interdicted dispatches snappily. His intelligence, known as Ultra, handed pivotal perceptivity into German plans and movements, shaping Allied strategies. Turing's invention saved numerous lives and docked the war by times, though the full extent of his achievements remained classified for decades. Besides specialized brilliance, Turing also demonstrated leadership and collaboration, working nearly with other cryptologists and masterminds. His wartime work combined theoretical sapience with practical engineering, a hallmark of his genius. Despite the pressure and secretiveness, Turing's commitment no way wavered, reflecting his belief in the power of sense and reason. Bletchley Park came a gauntlet where Turing's ideas about calculation and robotization set up real-world operation, laying foundations for the digital age. This period defined Turing as both an idol and a visionary, though recognition came only long after the war. One of Alan Turing's most critical benefactions during World War II was the invention of the bomb, a groundbreaking electromechanical device designed to break the German Enigma cipher. The Enigma machine translated dispatches by scrabbling letters through a complex system of rotors and plug board settings, creating an astronomical number of possible configurations. Cracking this law manually was nearly insolvable within the time-sensitive demands of wartime intelligence. Turing's bomb automated the hunt for the Enigma's diurnal crucial settings by bluffing the workings of multiple Enigma machines in parallel. The device exploited a known or guessed piece of plaintext, a crib, to test suppositions about the Enigma's rotor positions and plug board wiring. Inside the bomb, multitudinous rotating cans represented the Enigma's rotors, electrically wired to check for logical contradictions grounded on the cipher textbook and the crib. When the machine detected no contradictions, it flagged implicit keys for mortal drivers to probe further. This largely sped up the process of relating the correct settings, allowing Allied cryptanalysts to read interdicted German dispatches snappily. The bomb's design drew on ideas from earlier Polish cryptanalysts, particularly Marian Rejewski, but Turing's inventions made the machine briskly more dependable and suitable for mass product. Multiple bombs were erected and operated around the timepiece by brigades at Bletchley Park, contributing to the decoding of critical military dispatches. The success of the bomb was vital in turning the drift of the war, furnishing strategic advantages in battles similar as the Battle of the Atlantic. Turing's combination of fine genius and practical engineering led to this revolutionary device, marking one of the foremost exemplifications of automated calculation. After World War II, Alan Turing shifted his focus to the development of early computers. His experience at Bletchley Park and his theoretical work inspired him to design one of the first stored program computers, the Automatic Computing Engine, ACE. In 1945, Turing joined the National Physical Laboratory, NPL, in London, where he drafted a detailed report outlining the design of the ACE. This document is considered one of the foremost arrangements for an ultra-modern digital computer. Turing's ACE design emphasized a stored program conception, where instructions and data live in the same memory. This was a revolutionary idea that would become the foundation of nearly all unborn computers. The ACE was planned to be extremely fast and able of performing complex computations automatically. It included factors similar as a central processing unit, memory, and input/affair mechanisms. Still, regulatory detainments and specialized challenges break the ACE design. Although the full-scale ACE was no way completed as Turing firstly envisaged, a lower interpretation called the Ehrman ACE was erected in 1950 and came functional. The Ehrman ACE demonstrated emotional speed and effectiveness for its time, impacting latterly computer designs both in the UK and internationally. During this period, Turing also published papers on artificial intelligence, including his notorious 1950 paper, Computing Machinery and Intelligence, which introduced conception of the Turing test. His work at the NPL cemented his part as a colonist not just in cryptography, but in the broader field of computer wisdom. Though the ACE design faced lapses, Turing's vision and ideas significantly shaped the elaboration of computers in the post-war period. Alan Turing was not only a colonist, a calculating tackle, but also a visionary thinker in the arising field of artificial intelligence, AI. In 1950, he published his corner paper, Computing Machinery and Intelligence, in which he posed the instigative question, can machines suppose? This paper laid the philosophical and scientific route for AI. Turing proposed what's now called the Turing test, a way to measure a machine's intelligence grounded on its capability to imitate mortal responses convincingly in a discussion. Still, the machine could be said to demonstrate intelligence if a machine's responses were indistinguishable from a human's. At a time when digital computers were still primitive, this was a groundbreaking conception. Turing argued that machines could learn from experience and ameliorate over time, anticipating crucial ideas of machine literacy and neural networks decades before they came mainstream. He suspected about machines able of playing chess, learning languages, and indeed enjoying creativity. Beyond the Turing test, Turing also worked on the design of early literacy machines, exploring how computers might acclimatize and tone ameliorate. His jottings bandied the possibilities and limits of machine intelligence, raising questions about knowledge and the nature of study. Though Turing's life was tragically cut short in 1954, his ideas have profoundly told AI exploration, inspiring generations of scientists and proponents. Moment, AI technology, from chatbots to complex data analysis, traces its roots back to Turing's visionary generalities. His pioneering work bridged mathematics, calculation, and cognitive wisdom, making him a foundational figure in the hunt to understand and replicate intelligence.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.